your Shakespeare. Start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and us women you will wow. Just brush up your Shakespeare, and we'll all kowtow.
And welcome to the second audition episode of Brush Up Your Shakespeare. I'm Cassie, and I'm here with my sex-hey awesome co-host, Audrey Golightly 13. How's it going, Audrey? It's probably a good idea to inform you all that Audrey has decided to fully embrace her inner desires and become a mime. Therefore, all her critiques will be done through pantomime. No, actually, Audrey won't be with us for the next few episodes or so. Instead, starting next week, we will have some special guest judges. So look forward to that. I'd like to apologize for taking so long to get this out. Thanks so much for your patience, everyone. I'm hoping everyone's decided to stick with this thing. Don't worry, from now on, this will be moving fast and we'll be putting out episodes weekly. Yeah. Excuse me, I gotta take a drink. Yes. Thrill as I drink my sun drop. You know, that's why you watch this. You know what? You're not watching it. Well, you could be watching this. I'm watching the little thing move across. Or watching with your ears. Some people can do that. What's that called? Like synesthesia? Yeah. Anyway, okay, enough of my chatting-iness. Blah, 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 blah. We have three auditions tonight. Let's see who's first. Green girl.
Unhappy that I am, I cannot heave my heart into my mouth. I love your majesty according to my bond. No more nor less. Good, my lord. You have begot me, bred me, loved me. I return those duties back as are right fit. Obey you, love you, and most honor you. Why have my sisters husbands if they say they love you all? Happily, when I shall wed, that lord whose hand must take my plight shall carry half my love with him, half my care and duty. Sure, I shall never marry like my sisters. To love my father all.
That was Green Girl doing a monologue by Cordelia from King Lear. This was nice, and that's kind of a problem. With this speech, I would have liked to hear a little more conviction. Your read was very gentle and kind of weak. Now, I don't mean your acting was weak. No. I thought your acting was very good. I mean, the way you portrayed the character made her sound a little weak to me, when I'm used to this being a stronger speech. However, like I said, your acting was good. Pacing was good. Diction was good. Okay, next up, we have Jonathan Von Murring. I'm not 100% sure how to pronounce that. Please tell me how. He's next.
Meantime, we shall express our darker purpose. Give us the map there. Know that we have divided in three our kingdom, and 'tis our fast intent to shake all cares and business from our age, conferring them onto younger strengths, whilst we unburthened crawl to our death. Our son of Cornwall, and you are no less loving son of Albany, we have this hour a constant will to publish our daughter's several dowers, that future strife may be prevented now. The princes, France and Burgundy, great rivals in our youngest daughter's love, long in our court have made their amorous sojourn, and here are to be answered. Tell me, my daughters, since we will now divest us both of rule, interest of territory, cares of state, which of you, shall we say, doth love us most, that we our largest bounty may extend where nature doth with merit challenge? Got it real now, Elder Spawn. Speak first.
That was Jonathan. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce your last name until I know how to do it correctly. Anyway, he was also doing a speech from King Lear, this time as the titular King Lear. I love your voice, and I love this read. For some reason, I was expecting you to sound younger. No idea why, because this is the first time I've heard your voice. I'm glad you don't, though. I haven't really been critiquing how old everyone sounds compared to the character, but if you had sounded like you were, 16 or 17 doing King Lear, I probably wouldn't have liked it as much. Anyway, I really don't have anything to critique, but because I don't like to leave anyone without a little something, I thought the way you pronounced business sounded like pisses. that's it. Seriously. Oh, by the way, you should seriously consider becoming a professional reader. I mean, like doing talking books. You have a really great voice for stuff like that. Okay, our last audition is... that would be right. Audition E. Grammar. So we're the auditioners and they're the auditionees. Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm rambling again. Okay, sorry. Blackjack is next, or Blackjack AV, or... I think it's Blackjack AM now. I'm confused. What did those letters stand for anyway? I don't know. Gosh. Did a whole season of a show with the boy, and I don't think I ever asked him. I'll have to find that out. Feel free to tell me at any point in time. Anyway, he is next, or last, or whatever. Yeah, so go, Blackjack, go.
It is not politic in the Commonwealth of Nature to preserve virginity. Loss of virginity is rational increase. And there was never virgin got until virginity was first lost. That you were made of metal is to make virgins. Virginity, by being once lost, may be 10 times found. Being ever kept is ever lost. 'Tis too cold a companion, away with it! 'Tis against the rule of nature. To speak on the part of virginity is to accuse your mothers, which is a most infallible disobedience. He that hangs himself is a virgin. Virginity murders itself, and should be buried in highways out of all sanctified limit, as a desperate offendress against nature. Virginity breeds mites, much like a cheese. Consumes itself to the very paring, and so dies within feeding its own stomach. Besides, virginity is peevish, proud, idle. Made of self-love, which is the most inhibited sin in the canon. Keep it not. You cannot choose but lose by it. Out with it!
This is one I'm actually not familiar with. I am, but I've never seen it or read it. So I didn't have a basis for what to expect. So even if you went 180 degrees with the character, I wouldn't know. First off, gotta mention diction. Not terrible, but a few words did get slurred. I'm seriously going to have to give you people diction exercises to do. Of course, my own is terrible, but, hey, I'm not in a competition. I liked the emotion and characterization you used in this. But sometimes I thought the shouty, angry bits seemed a little unnecessary. You don't always have to shout to emphasize something. Your acting was good, though, and I think you did very well. Okay, that's it. On to the results. Green Girl? Yes. John Von... Gotta learn how to pronounce your last name. Yes? Blackjack letters? Yes! And Midigy, all knew we were all getting through. So anyway, that makes 7 contestants. Congratulations to all. It also means that everyone who auditioned got through. Yay! Okay, you have no idea how happy I am that everyone was good. Of course, I may hate that fact when elimination time comes around and we have to figure out who to get rid of. But for now, yay! Okay, first round. Simple. Do a monologue. 1 to 5 minutes. Keep in mind that if you do a monologue from a tragedy this round, you'll have to do a monologue from a comedy next round, and vice versa. You'll be getting an email with all the details of that soon. I'm going to ask that everyone submit their entries for the special Shakespeare Did Poetry Too, didn't he? Tiebreaker rounds with their entry. That way we'll have it on hand right then if we need it and be able to declare a winner right away. For that, just take one of Shakespeare's poems and do something to entertain us, doesn't matter what. If you do not submit something for this and you are one of the people who we're trying to decide between, then you'll lose by default. If we end up not using yours, don't worry. I'll be saving them and featuring them in a special episode before the finale. Oh, also, if we do use yours, you'll be asked to submit something different in case you're involved at another time. If we don't, you don't have to submit a new one each round, but you are free to submit a new one to use in place of the one we haven't used yet. Or give us extras in case you're up for a win multiple times. I hope that all made sense. Feel free to ask questions. Oh, now this show is also going to feature a special on-acting segment where we will discuss, well, acting. And now it's not just going to be us blathering on about whatever. Well, there might be some blathering, you know, I can't guarantee that it won't be blather-free. But what it, the purpose of it is really like group coaching sessions. So to that end, I'm asking everyone that they submit any questions they have regarding Shakespearean acting or acting in general to us, and we'll discuss them on the show. And this goes to anyone, not just people involved in this competition, feel free to submit your own acting tips to be shared on the show. I think that's it. Congratulations to the contestants. Russ, Temporary Butterfly, Janie Girl 07, Ophi Cow, Green Girl, excuse me, John Von Mering, and Blackjack. Toodles till next time.
Rise up your Shakespeare and we'll all